My good buddy, Mr. Preston Shumpert on the horn. Shump, what's going on?
What's going on, man? You know, just enjoying this nice sunny day.
Nice, beautiful sunny day.
Central New York, you know, about time. Weather wasn't that bad, but it's, you know, it's a nice day out.
Well, once again, look at on the Affleck Legends show, we have a man who a quarter century ago ran and hooked up Syracuse Hoops, but unlike many of the other Orange Greats who are from outside Central New York, you know, this guy, was it Florida guy, right? Mr. Florida?
Yes, I am. Florida guy, yes. I'm a Florida guy. Yes, I am.
Yeah, and also Coach Preston Shumpert, right? So tell me the big coach.
Yeah, do it. You know, Coach Ryan Blackwell's team on Liverpool. I coach the JV guys. He coaches the varsity, and, you know, I'm having a good time. I didn't think I was going to be coaching at this point in my life, but somehow I'm back. I'm still in the gym, man. I'm still in the gym. But I enjoy it. You know, I have fun with it. So it gives me something to do during the wintertime, too, you know?
You know, when that college career ended, did you think that more than two decades later, you'd still be in Central New York doing and coaching?
No, I did not. I mean, from Florida, like, this weather? No, I did not. But, you know, you got to take the good with the bad. You know, pros and cons of everything. And, you know, I love living here in the summertime, and the fall is great. Spring and winter, not so much.
Not
but
so much, yeah.
I'm here, you know, nonetheless. I mean, I'm on the show. What's up, man?
You know, you know, came to Syracuse, played a lot for the first 2 years at Cuse, and how that happened, let's talk about it. And the ability for you to get in and learn, understand the game under Coach Boeheim, but to be able to play, execute, shoot, hit your three, you know, start, you know, be the guy.
Yeah.
Tell me about the journey, though. I mean, freshman to senior year, but your ability to instantly make an impact.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember coming, you know, I knew going from high school, it was just going to be another level. I was mentally prepared, you know, like we spoke about this, but I spoke to you many times about this on and off the air. My high school coach was very, very tough. I mean, the mental approach was everything. And, you know, at the time, I didn't think it was going to be, you know, that valuable. I just heard what he was saying. Okay, yeah, you know, it is. Yeah, coach, yeah. But it's, you know, it paid dividends as I got older and I realized, you know, that when you go from, you know, being your best high school player on your team to everyone's the best player on their team, the next level, and it just steps up. It ramps. Everything ramps up. The players are better. The speed is, you know, faster. Everything ramps up. But I was prepared to come to SU and play, even though, I know it's hard to believe, but this was a long time ago that, you know, when I came to SU, we were in the Big East, and, you know, the whole thing was freshmen don't play that much, you got to wait your turn, which is not like today's, you know, game, it's totally different, but I was prepared to sit and wait and you know, follow the lead of the players ahead of me and the guys that were ahead of me with more experience, and I was okay with that fact, because that's from that's the time I was coming out of. You know, that was the thing then. Hey, you went to college, you were a freshman, you had to learn, you may have played, you may not have played, but you had to earn your minutes. Everything was earned, nothing was given. So, you know, to that I say, you know, it was just my time, waiting for my time. When I got my time, yeah, I got to take advantage of it. And that's what I'm an in controller. As a player, you're only in control of what you do with your time. You're not in control if you get in or if you don't get in.
You know, you covered a lot there. One of which is coming in and earning your spot. You know, two, you know, the way the Big East, obviously, and so many people love the tradition of the Big East and love the, the fight, the athleticism, gritty.
The size of the guys was just another level.
Right.
I mean, everyone was 7 foot, 6'10", power forwards. I mean, physical. You're driving to the basket. You're gonna touch. You're gonna go to the floor. That's just what it is.
Right.
You know, how willing are you to be able to accept that? You know what I mean? So it was a big physical league back then. I mean, you know, eight teams. It was nothing for eight teams to get into the tournament. Eight teams would get in from the Big East every year, and it was, you know, scratch and claw. I mean, teams were loaded. It was just. More older guy, you know, it kind of got to the point of now, as far as age go, you know, as far as age, not 25 years old. I see guys in college that are like 24, 25 year old guys, not that old, but it was, you know, guys were 3 year guys, you know, 3 year starters, 4 year starters. It was just, you know, it was kind of like now, as far as, you know, the age, you know, as far as old wins in college, it was just a knockdown, drag-out league, physical, Big East tournament down the Garden. What's better than that?
No, that was absolutely incredible, and I can't tell you how many times I went down with Coach, and we'd go out to dinner, El Capanola or El Molino, you know, watch these games. It was absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Great. Stay, you know, great hotels, great restaurants. I mean, I didn't go to restaurants, but I was eating hotel food, but I'm sure you were with good restaurants with Jim.
Yeah, no, we had some fun. A couple times we went out. One time we went out, Wayne Gretzky was there at another table.
I'm not surprised, man. I'm not surprised.
And Gretzky's giving tributes to Coach. You know, it's not like a lot of these guys would get right up and shake his hand or talk to him, and you're like, wow.
Legends are legends, man. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, you can tell me, well, he did this. He wasn't that. He didn't do that. I don't like the way he did that. Doesn't matter. That's just your opinion, and legends are legends, and, you know, they're going to be you know, appreciated when you know you see him. You want to speak these guys' hands. You want to meet these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it was huge for me to go to SU to coach. Bayham was my coach. I only remember seeing, you know, him on TV. I didn't really even realize it was real until he came to my home in Florida. And I was like, oh my God, Bayham's on my, you know, Bayham's on my couch. You know,
right? He wants me.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome.
You know, Shump, you and I talk a lot about, like, you're, what were you, 6'7", 6'6", 6'7"?
Yep.
You know, your size, your ability to shoot over guys, obviously at one of the purest shooting forms. And you and I actually got to play some city rec leagues and have some fun as well.
Yep.
But I basically passed you the ball and you shot. But, you know, when you take a step further from here and you mention, you look at something like, you know, high school basketball, you still see the purity of the game. You still see these kids playing hard defense, running offenses, things like that. You jump into college, you still see the same sort of thing, running a good half-court offense, you know, good defense. You jump into the pros, you have five guys on the court that could be anywhere from, let's say, you want a bigger guard, you want a 6'5", 6'6", guard, up to your seven-footers, but everybody can put the ball on the floor. Everybody can shoot.
Yeah, it's changed so much as far as just like, you know, as far as position-wise. You know, you hear all the time now, positionless basketball. You are in a position, but like you said, there's guys that are big guys that can handle. There's, you know, the center position is basically has been kind of faded away out of the game. I mean, I mean, not necessarily say there's not a center, but there's centers, but these guys are on the perimeter. These guys are shooting threes. These guys are, you know, posting up mid-post and handing off and dribbling some. It's just, the game's expanded, and like anything, it always changes over time. I can't, you know, I'm not here to say it's gotten better. Which those guys can compete with those guys, not better or worse, it's just different. You know what I mean? So the game has changed, and I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. It's just, that's evolution, man. It just changes, and skills go up. And I think now that bigger guys have more skill as far as handling the ball and, you know, the ability to pass and shoot from outside, which, then, you know, even when I was in school and college, it just wasn't taught that. You know what I mean? It was on the block. It was 5 foot in. Maybe you shot a little, you know, 5 footer, but you were in the block. You were in the paint. You were controlling the paint, and that's what it was.
You know, I'm coaching now, and obviously you've coached for years and now doing the Liverpool thing, but that's something for me is, look at, you got to be able to dribble, pass, and shoot. You're not just going to be a position player. You're not just going to be back to the basket. You're not going to do that stuff anymore. Everybody on the court needs to be able to do this. So I think that, and teaching that, is so key, and that's why you see everybody in the NBA being able to do that. Let's jump into Liverpool for a second. I'm not sure if you can put the phone right up to your ear, if that's okay. But look at this season for you had been satisfying. You had to replace so many great players, but still, you guys won your third consecutive sectional championship.
Yeah, it was definitely. You know, it's just so funny when you have guys. You know, you have a team that's kind of expected to win. The joy doesn't change. You know, I mean, we still have a great time coaching these kids and, you know, going through the trials and tribulations of the season, the highs and lows, and, you know, the successes and, you know, the failures, per se, to some degree during the year. But it's almost a little more satisfying when you're not necessarily expected to do what you do, and then you still come out and do it because the guys have tried so, you know, they've tried so hard, one, and they put so much time into it that, you know, I mean, you wanted to pay off for them. You know, you wanted to pay off for them. You wanted to have a memorable experience because that's what you did. That's what, you know, everyone has dreams of grandeur, you know what I mean, championships and winning and being successful. So, you know, when you do it with a team that's not necessarily expected to do it, or you know, didn't think you know, people in the media or the news or whatever, you know, whatever, think you could do it. It makes it a little bit more pleasurable and just a better experience.
Did you see yourself eventually, look at coaching at the college level, or like Ryan, have you found kind of your sweet spot, kind of where you want to stay, enjoying family here, enjoying staying here, or have you talked to the wife and said, look, I want to really pursue this?
That's a great question. At first, I wasn't even thinking about, was I going to be coaching, per se. Just kind of fell on my lap a little bit. I got asked to do an AAU team, my son's team when they were young, and, it started from there, and then it just kind of grew. They presented the job to JV, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll do it, and then you just kind of, just grew on, it grows on you. You know what I mean? You enjoy doing it and having more fun. And just didn't think about it, but I mean, it's definitely an option to explore and think about, especially now that so many options come out and become available. It'd be hard not to think about it and at least give it a little bit of thought about it. So yeah, I'm always up for new challenges, and I look forward to learning more about basketball, just in general, learning the game, not necessarily just playing, because people assume that just because you played, you could be a great coach or you could be a coach. It's not necessarily like that. Today's players are different. They're just a little more, everything's more visual. Nothing's, they got the times of, you got to work for it, you got to, dig and earn it, kind of gone out the window because guys have been given so much, and they expect it just to be walking in somewhere and, you're going to be the starter. You're great all the time. They tell them how great they are all the time. And then when it's not great all the time, they struggle with, accepting the fact and working through it and just moving forward, So I've had a good time with it.
So look at, you're heading out to, I know you're doing appearance at a Wilkins RV Waterloo exit. That's right by Del Lago there. 1936, these guys have been in business for third generation. Food, prizes, get to hang out with you, hit some jump shots, 200 RVs to look at. Tell me about heading out to Wilkins. It's got to be fun for you.
Oh, yeah. I've done this a couple. I've gone out a couple of times, and every time I've been out there, it's been a good time. You guys, welcome me with open arms. We talk about their certain stuff, and these RVs are amazing, man. I've been inside a couple of them. They're like, I'm in an RV. It feels like I'm in a home. So it's cool. I've been out there. I've been to the one, I think that's in North Syracuse, It's been cool out there. So come out here and do a favor for good old buddy. Is no problem for me.
That's right. So it's Wilkins RV, a live promotion. Preston's going to be there from now until 1 or so. Check them out. It's Waterloo Exit right by Del Lago. 200 RVs out there on display, so Preston will be there. One last one, Jerry, going to Siena.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy for him. I know he was, whispers and rumblings about him possibly going somewhere, getting a coaching job a couple, two or three years ago when, jobs started to open up and, he didn't take it. I have no secret why he didn't. Maybe he just felt he wasn't ready.
Yeah.
But he's getting a chance now and to kind of, run his own program. I'm excited for him, and he's earned it. He's been on the staff long enough. I think he's primed and ready for the position. So we'll see. It's going to be tough, but he's a tough dude. So I'm not too worried about him. He'll get everything situated. He'll be fine.
So real quick, Preston Shumpert, Wilkins RV exit, Waterloo exit there off the throughway. And go check 21. There you go. Go check out those 200 RVs.
41.
Exit 40. That's right, because 40 is Weedsport, right?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. 41. Now you see me out here. I don't gamble, man. All right. I don't gamble. I'm not going to the casino, but I am out here, and it's always a good time out here to kind of see these things and hang out with some people and see some people in the crowd, out here. And I always love seeing fans.
Yeah.
When you're a player, you there's fans. Obviously, you see so many people come to the games. But, even when you're not playing, they're still supporting. So that's the mark of a true fan.
That's right. And Shump, you remember those 7 threes you hit against? I mean, those things that come out. And you're like, I remember. Yeah.
Absolutely. Like yesterday.
All right, man. Have a good time. Tell Brian, Lisa, and the crew at Wilkins RV we all said hello.
I will, man. I will. Thanks, man.
All right, my good buddy Preston Shumpert on the program, and always nice having Shump on.